Welcome to Vital Connections On Air, a podcast brought to you by University of Minnesota Extension Center for Community Vitality that explores the trends and topics important to communities and leaders throughout Minnesota. My name is Christy Kalavig, and I'm an Extension Educator with the Center for Community Vitality. And today I am joined by Shar Conger, Jesslyn Sabin, and Desiree Yorzek, who are members of REGEN. REGEN is a grassroots organization on the Iron Range of Minnesota that is focused on building networks across communities on the range and helping newcomers develop their social roots within the region. Welcome to Vital Connections On Air.
Thanks for having us.
Before we start talking about REGEN and how the organization came to be, why don't you each introduce yourselves and tell us what brought you to the Iron Range?
My name is Shar Conger. I work for Pearson Lodge on Lake Vermilion. It is on the Cook end of the lake, and live in Eveleth, Minnesota. I actually grew up in Brainerd, Minnesota, and relocated to the Iron Range 4 years ago this summer with a job transfer.
I'm Jesslyn Sabin. I work at Hibbing Community College as a biology instructor. I live in Chisholm, Minnesota, and I work in Hibbing. I grew up in Side Lake, Minnesota, and then I left and lived in Duluth for 6 years and then returned to the Iron Range 4 years ago.
Yeah, my name is Desiree Yorzek. I actually work at an online marketing company called Art Unlimited, which is located near Cook, Minnesota, and I live in Britt, Minnesota. My story is pretty much the same as Jess's. I went off to Duluth and came back.
And so what made you come back? We know that that's a trend that Ben Winchester, who we heard from previously, talks about a lot in his research. But what was the draw back to the range for you from a larger metropolitan area?
For me, it was I had received a job offer to work at the college, and my fiance at the time's family is up here. And so my family was also up here. And so my husband and I decided to move this direction for all those reasons combined.
Yeah, very similar. Again, I came back because of family and stayed because I found a really fantastic job.
And Shar, what drew you from Brainerd to the range?
I was relocated to the area, I guess not by choice. It was, you know, a job transfer that they said, you need to go to this store. I was working for Target at the time. And I stayed because I married a local. So he teaches at one of the local high schools, and we've just decided to make our home here. He has a good job, and I have moved on from Target, but now have a new job locally and really, really enjoy where I work.
That's wonderful. So definitely the quality of life was something that maybe drew you in and has kept you there.
Yes.
So as I said, you're part of an organization called REGEN. Tell us a little bit about what REGEN is and how you got it started.
So REGEN is a nonprofit that's focused on attracting and retaining talent to the area. And we do this through encouraging economic, social, and cultural vibrancy in the area, because we're aware that there's going to be a large generational turnover in the workforce with massive retirements happening. I'm observing it at the place that I work, just anecdotally right now, but businesses across the area are observing this. And in the next 10 to 15 years, there's going to be big changes. And so we are losing, you know, institutional knowledge and talent that's been in the area forever. So we need to be really conscious about attracting talented folks and then keeping the ones we have. And a lot of times that has to do with that quality of life and with those additional things beyond your normal 9 to 5. So we're really focused on making people feel welcome and included and feel like they have opportunities to engage communities and so they can develop roots and stay here.
Did your experiences as being newcomers, I mean, Shar being brand new to the area or Jesslyn and Desiree coming back, did that make you want to work on this and be involved in this initiative more?
for me, having not lived in the area, I was a total newcomer. That is why I'm involved with Regen, because when I moved here 4 years ago, I've lived in various communities across the United States and in Minnesota, and I found that moving to the Iron Range was kind of a different ball of wax, so to speak. I had trouble making friends, just figuring out how to get involved in things that I'm passionate about, laying down those social roots, finding things that are constructive to do with my time in the community, and really feeling like I was connected to the community. It wasn't until I finally just started Facebooking or different groups, or through my job, just trying to make connections with younger people. And I found out about Regen and applied to be a board member, because I think it's very important when you're a newcomer to the area to feel a connection. I think maybe if I hadn't met my husband up here and started dating and had that connection, that I probably would have maybe moved on if I hadn't found that connection. So it's incredibly important when you move to an area to feel welcome and to find things to do and people who are like-minded.
And I think that it's easy for us to think about those brand new folks that have never lived in an area that we need to find ways to connect them in. But how about coming back home, if you will? Was there a need for you to reconnect, or did you feel like there were ready-made social networks for you guys?
Yeah, I think that that was one of the biggest reasons. I think that Jess and I were reconnected and went on to start Regen, is because coming back, I know personally, many of my friends had moved away, and I no longer had those social connections in my community. And I felt a little isolated on the Iron Range because, it's a vast area, and the communities don't always, there aren't many opportunities for me to just reach into the different communities to find other connections or groups or people to network with. So I definitely felt a need for it when I moved back.
And I think it's so interesting. You said it, Shar, and I read it on your website, which is great. Social roots. Tell me a little bit more about how you really focus on social roots and why your organization believes that is really vital to helping newcomers, whether they're brand new or returning.
So I think that the focus has to be on social roots, because when you're dealing with a new workforce, you're typically dealing with folks that are of the millennial generation or even younger now. And these are, when you look at some of the data about how young people choose places to live, it's beyond the 9-to-5. They're more interested in finding a place that they feel welcome in and concerned about and involved with. And then they will make the career there. It's kind of interesting, some of the conversations that happen about millennials moving to an area before they necessarily have a job there and creating or crafting that sort of space for themselves. And so we really want there to be an opportunity for people to choose the Iron Range, because we feel really strongly that this is a vibrant place. It's got an amazing history, and there's a lot of opportunity here. And so with those social roots, we're hoping that people can do as Shar did and move here and feel a connection and feel that they have some stake in the community. Because if you don't have a stake in what's happening in your community, it's a lot easier to pack up and leave.
What are some of the strategies that you use to draw people in and build those social roots?
We do this a few different ways. We have opportunities for networking. So we'll do casual get-togethers here and there. We will highlight local businesses to show that there are, some really interesting, fun, funky things happening in the area, local art scenes. We have a mentorship program where we try to show young folks in college that, once you're done, you don't have to leave. You can actually have a job here, maybe in a field that you didn't think was available to you up here. I think I know when I was going to school, I assumed it was mining and healthcare, and that's it. And those are two big industries here, but there's a lot more mm-hmm. at play. So I know the narrative is, you know, you get out of school and you leave. I mean, that was the narrative when I was going to school. And I think we're hoping to change that. We're hoping to show that there's an area of opportunity here.
Absolutely. And what do you see as some of the benefits or successes that you have seen through your efforts with Regen?
Well, I think one great thing about Regen and building the network that we've been able to around the area is that many times if someone is looking to get involved in their community or there's someone new to our Iron Range community, they are referred to us. So we're able to kind of just loop them into our events and some opportunities, you know, maybe if they don't have time to come to our events, we can identify their need and hook them up with an organization or a person or a community that can help them out.
So it sounds almost like you have a very one-to-one approach.
Yep. So yeah, that's part of it. I mean, we do enjoy doing, like Jess mentioned, the networking kind of get-together events, and also having the connecting businesses with students with the mentorship program. But yeah, I think the one-to-one approach works quite well, especially for people feeling isolated in their communities. Sometimes it's pretty overwhelming to try and just walk in and introduce yourself to a whole group of people that are already established. Mm-hmm. So reaching out and trying to build those relationships seems to be the best way to keep people involved.
I was just going to say, I think that's very important coming from outside. A lot of the communities had felt siloed. So if you're from Eveleth, you're from Eveleth, and you're from Hibbing, you're from Hibbing. And, you know, I don't have any history in any of those communities. So I think to change the, you know, an experience from what I had is just letting people know that are new to the area or even coming back that doesn't have to be the way, you know, like it has always been, is that with Regen, if you come to our social events or any a networking event, is that everybody's welcome, whether you're a single person moving to the Iron Range, whether you're a family with young children or, you know, a married couple. We want everybody to feel welcome. And I think that's really important. That's very important to me. And I think it's important to a lot of people to really feel like you're accepted and welcome in an area.
And so somebody who's listening to our podcast might be thinking, this sounds amazing. How do I do this where I live? Can you share with us how you moved from being an idea to being an organization?
We started off as sort of a focus group. At the time, the IRRB was looking at how to engage young folks and looking at this problem of workforce development and how the workforce is rapidly changing in our area. And so about 40 people got together. Des and I were two of them. And we brainstormed what we liked about the Iron Range and what we wish was a little bit different. And so looking at all of that, we wanted to be part of a solution, be part of changing how things were and how things were perceived from the Iron Range. So we, a small group of us, decided to create a board. And then we spent several months just trying to figure out how exactly we were going to approach this, because we knew we wanted to be inclusive. We knew we wanted to do something tangible, but yet we knew that our task was really broad, because what we're trying to do is change a cultural mindset. So that's like that's no small thing. So, you know, there's several ways to approach that. And it took us a while to figure that out. And I think those early conversations about what we were willing to do and what we knew we'd have time for and what we knew, what we thought would be most effective, the fact that we took the time to have those conversations, I think, was really important, because after that, we recruited some more folks. We got a more established board. We applied for a nonprofit status. And then we started picking away at projects that we felt were going to align with our mission and vision that we took you know, quite a while to figure out. And so we've been lucky that there's been a lot of, I would say, ground shifting around here. I think multiple communities have been engaging in a lot of different events because there's been this mass realization that there is a big change happening here in the workforce and in age dynamics and just in the world in general, in the economy. There was the mining downturn about a year and a half ago, and that was one of the impetus for the conversations that were taking place. So we kind of, a bit of it was just having some really strategic conversations about what we wanted to do that has led to our, I would say, our success or our establishment. And then the other thing was just timing. I think this was the time to start having these conversations, mm-hmm. and people were open to it. Folks have been really supportive. Local cities, governments, organizations have all been really welcoming to us. And I think if you can engage with those players, you'll be a lot more successful. And I think part of that has to do with your approach. When you come in as a millennial and say, hey, I want to do something a little bit different, it can be perceived as you think you know what you're doing, you're only in your 20s, what are you doing? And you have to be really cautious that you're respecting what's been done in the past and asking, how can I help, instead of how can you be doing this differently?
Mm-hmm. So you've had to do a lot of reframing.
Yes.
I also heard some snickers when you mentioned a change in culture. Did you deal with a few roadblocks as you brought in those cultural changes?
Yeah, I mean, I think with any endeavor like this, such as trying to form a nonprofit that will help, you know, create change, you're going to end up against some roadblocks. We've been very lucky that none of the roadblocks we've been presented with have been big problems. You know, I think we've encountered things that any nonprofit encounters, you know, challenges around capacity for members' involvement and, you know, finding funding, et cetera. But the one thing that I'm most proud of about ReGen is that we've been able to do this very bootstrapped and very with a very innovative mindset. You know, we're not sitting down and saying like, okay, well, this is how everyone else has done it, and so that's the way we have to do it. You know, we're thinking creatively about how do we build these relationships and how do we create the framework that can help this succeed in our area.
And you're approaching this from a regional standpoint. You're not trying to just do this with one community. You're looking at your entire region. How do you help people feel that their community is important in the overall region? Because Shar, I think it was you that said you didn't have connections to any one community. So how do you do that you get people to realize that their community is part of this, that it's not just Hibbing or it's not just Eveleth?
One of the big ways, and I'm new to ReGen, but one of the ways I feel that we do that is through making sure that our events and our any activities we do, we try to spread them out throughout the Iron Range. It's not just a Hibbing event. It's not just an Eveleth event or Virginia event. Everybody's welcome. Scatter them out throughout the Iron Range. And I think one way that we also encourage that your community is important is each one of us are involved in other capacities. So yes, we are board members of ReGen, that is our focus, but we are also, I'm involved in other organizations in the community of Eveleth, and Jocelyn and Desiree are involved in their communities and on grassroots projects, you know, throughout the Iron Range. And each one of us kind of brings something unique to the table from the community in which we live in. And I think that's the beauty of ReGen, that we have different backgrounds. We are young adults, but we're definitely tied into the communities that we live in.
And I think the other thing that happens is we were a little tired of people saying there's nothing going on the weekends on the Iron Range.
Yeah.
We started making these Facebook posts. Here's a list of all the things happening that you can do on the Iron Range. And we make sure that that's a pretty good spread from East End to West End and try and highlight, you know, mm-hmm. all the way up to Cook, all the way over to Rapids, all the way over, you know, wherever we can, because it is a community. It's not just these small towns. And when you leave the area, you don't say I'm from Chisholm, you say I'm from the Iron Range. And so it's funny when we leave the area, and one of our other board members pointed this out, we self-identify as Iron Rangers. If we just change the way we talk about ourselves within the range, then we'll hopefully identify as a cohesive unit and really be able to get past the city barriers or town barriers or township barriers that we have and kind of come together as one identity group.
And you're definitely working to change the narrative overall, from your mentoring program to how you are talking about the range when you're not on the range. So how do you feel your narrative is changing? Is it shifting? And what do you hope for the narrative to be?
So I know my own personal narrative has definitely changed since I became involved with Regen. I was I wouldn't say negative, but, you know, it is tough coming back here, moving back and not having the social support that I had when I lived somewhere else. And so I was kind of in the same vein of, oh, there's nothing going on and there's nothing to do and why am I here? And then I got involved with Regen, and I think that that helped to prove that if you shift your mindset, or for me, it was being around other people that had already had that mindset about the range and saw the opportunity. You know, I just didn't see it until I became more involved. And so my personal narrative has definitely shifted around the way I talk about the Iron Range and the opportunities and the future that I see here. So I don't think, like Jess had said earlier, it's a very big task to try and make any overarching claims that we can change how everyone thinks and talks about this area. But we've definitely been able to achieve a lot of the small wins of getting people to talk a little bit differently.
Yeah, and I think in my experience, I will be 100% honest, I was very negative about the area, having, you know, lived here two and a half years, not really had made any friends, and was struggling to kind of find my social roots. Obviously, my husband's from here, we had his friends, but it's really important as an individual to have your own sense of purpose and own social roots. And I think being involved with Regen, it has changed my narrative of the Iron Range. There is an abundance of outdoor recreation, which is something I love. And there's an abundance of things to do, whether people believe that or not. And I think Regen has really given me the confidence to seek out some of those things, that there are young people on the Iron Range who want to get involved, who are here to try to change that narrative. And it's helped me be bold and really try to dig into my own community and be, you know, the person that I was in other communities. So I think it's really, really important. I've lived in many communities over the past, I'm in my early 30s, so I'm a little bit older on the Regen side, but I think that it's really, really important to have a good frame of mind about the place you live, and Regen has really helped with that.
So how many members does Regen currently have, and what is the next big thing for Regen?
So we actually operate under kind of a different MO. We don't have members, we have a network. And we did this to maintain flexibility and the ability to be nimble as an organization and change as, you know, as things change. Mm-hmm. And so instead we, and we find that it's really hard when you're dealing with folks of a certain age group that are starting their careers. They're working, you know, either 9-to-5 jobs or shift jobs, many hours, starting families. It's really hard to get people to commit to attending, you know, this many meetings at this time. And so instead of having a membership, we have a more flexible way of approaching this. And so we like to call it our network. And what drives the network is the board. We have 8 members now on the board. 10 members on the board now. And so we use that as the driver, the network. We don't have a limit. We have folks that, you know, this is Regen's kind of a younger group, but also for folks that are young at heart. We have folks in their 70s that actively come to our events that we host, mm-hmm. that encourage and support, that we look to as huge community resources and advocates. So that network is pretty wide. And that's something that we're really happy about too, is that it's not an exclusive, oh, you got to be a certain age to be involved. I think it's people that have a different perspective. And so the next big thing we're hoping to do is we're, as Char mentioned, involved in a lot of community organizations and action teams, I guess, across the Iron Range. And there's been a lot of different projects happening. From broadband access to downtown revitalization to you name it. So what we're doing is we're really trying to plug into some of the things that have some momentum and bring a perspective of, okay, this is what we're working on, but let's plan for the next folks, not even us, but the mm-hmm. folks younger than us. What would be most useful to them? So that's kind of some of our current work. We're also working on setting up a summit in the fall for engagement. And it's going to be, Char, you might want to explain that one a little bit, but it's going to be an opportunity for folks to get that invitation to be involved that maybe haven't felt that invitation before.
Yeah, our idea is to have kind of one night where we have just basically a great fun social evening, a networking evening that everybody is welcome to attend. We are potentially bringing up Theater of Public Policy. They're a great group that have done events for us, one event for us in the past, and have an evening where we just get to know each other a little bit. And then from there have kind of 3 separate events that stem off of that evening and focus those around grassroots involvement, how to engage and get involved in a nonprofit, and then how to get involved in civic engagement in your community. So we'd have speakers at each of those events, really just talking about, you know, how to get involved, what are, you know, maybe on the nonprofit night we have nonprofit executive directors or managers come and just talk about what they're looking for and how you can get involved in their organization. So we're looking for the summit to be kind of a welcoming party to the Iron Range at how young people can get involved. It'll be open to all ages to just kind of hear what's out there.
And I think that leads into a good question that folks listening to this are thinking, wow, these 3 ladies are really engaged and excited, and they're working to get others engaged and excited, but nobody in my town seems to want to get involved in anything. What do you guys have to say to somebody who thinks that young people are just not wanting to do stuff for their communities anymore?
Well, obviously, we know this to be not true. Sometimes as a young person, if you feel isolated, you just have to look. There are other people out there. Even when I thought that someone else on the Iron Range that thinks the way that I do, and then I find, focus group of 40 other people that think, are on the same page. And now I've been able to connect with so many others, You just need to start talking about it. I think that's one of the things Regen did, is everyone was thinking it, we started talking about it. So just start having those conversations and you'd be really surprised at what comes out of it. I think as for other groups, maybe, you know, I think traditionally people talk about, you know, older generations kind of looking down upon these young millennials. And we haven't encountered much of that at all either. So I think just giving people a chance, just because that's the way you think doesn't mean that's the way it is.
I think being given a seat at the table is so important. You know, we all have different, based on generations, we all have different ideas of doing things. And I think one thing that's incredibly important and where we've had success is where we've been invited to the table, where our ideas have been welcomed, where we can learn from older generations, where we can really work together, and that it's not just us versus them. I know the millennial crew, I've heard this many times from the baby boomer generation, you know, we don't get you. So... But invite us to the table. We have ideas. We want to learn the history, the culture of an area. But it's just that invitation, that welcoming, accepted feeling. And if that happens, and I see it is happening, you know, communities can thrive across the Iron Range. So I think it's just that invitation to the table to work together.
And as we wrap up today, I just want to wish you guys the best of luck with Regen. I hope it continues to grow and that your ideas and work continue to keep bringing people together up on the range. For our folks that are listening across the state and perhaps across the nation, what if you could each give one thing that somebody should come to the range to see or check out or do or be a part of, what would that be? And I know it's probably hard to come up with one thing, but just one thing.
For me, it's outdoor recreation. I mean, if you, I've lived out west, I've lived in central Minnesota, I've lived in other states, and truly the Iron Range, northeastern Minnesota, is like an outdoor recreation paradise. There's lakes, there's mountain biking, there's hiking, any fishing, hunting, any kind of outdoor recreation that you can possibly imagine, it's here. And if that is something, winter sports as well, cross country skiing, snowshoeing, I mean, I could go on and on, but my one thing is outdoor recreation.
I would piggyback on that. I would say tourism, but in the sense of it's the Grand Canyon of the North. If you haven't seen mine pits, if you haven't experienced kayaking in a pit, I mean, it's just, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's breathtaking. We also have a local museum that is so rich in history and like history of really just driven, determined immigrants and gritty people. Mm-hmm. And so if you're into tourism, you know, the Grand Canyon of the North and the history, I mean, this is the place you want to be.
Yeah, I would say come up and check out our trails, whether you hike or bike or... four-wheel, you know, let's go mudding.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Shar, Jesselyn, and Desiree, for taking some time to talk with me today. Love what you have going and am really excited to see what comes next. And can you remind us what your website is so that folks can learn more about Regen?
Yeah, www.regenironrange.org.
Thank you again to Shar, Jesselyn, and Desiree for sharing their story with us. If you would like to learn more about Regen and what it is doing to build networks of newcomers on the Iron Range, visit their website at regenironrange.org. That's R-E-G-E-N, ironrange.org. You can also follow them on Facebook at Regen Iron Range. Learn more about University of Minnesota Extension Center for Community Vitality by visiting our website at extension.umn.edu/community. There you can learn more about today's topic and explore our Leadership and Civic Engagement alumni blog. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter to stay up to date on new research and resources for communities and those who lead them. I also want to take a moment today to thank my colleague, Merit Boussier, for providing us with great music for our podcast. I hope that you enjoy it. Thank you again for joining us for this episode of Vital Connections On Air.